Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Hey everyone, welcome back to a new segment on the life of a gentleman. You know, since we've rebooted the show, we thought it'd be fun to kind of spice everything up and have a couple new segments. And for this one, I'm joined by Deandra Marie. How you doing, Deandra?
I'm doing really well, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that we're picking back up where we left off, but we're just moving at a faster pace, you know?
Yeah, things are really going great, and I'm excited about the show. I think we have a couple ideas we kicked around, but really one that I was excited about that I think the audience is really going to like is something that we could call Survey Says. And that is, you know, we read a lot of magazines like GQ and Esquire, and they always have surveys in there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So the funny thing is, you read them sometimes and you're shocked by the statistics that they present. So I figured, let's just go through a couple of these from time to time and get both of our perspective on them. See what you think about them. And you might be surprised at what's out there right now.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of surveys out there, but it doesn't mean they're 100% accurate.
Exactly. You know, here's one that I saw that caught my eye. And this came to mind because this is something that I was talking about with a friend of mine. We were traveling together. And we're out of town, and he saw some of my toiletry bag, basically. And, you know, I had some facial products in there. And so, you know, a conversation kind of sparked up over that. So check this out. This is what the survey's saying. It says that they surveyed about 1,000 men, 18 and older. It says only 17% of men said that they were interested in facial products because... this is the thing. They said they had the fear that they would be stereotyped as being feminine, or these were like women-only products because, you know, a lot of guys kind of neglect their face. So, I mean, that kind of shocked me. Only 17% of guys really are into, you know, taking care of their skin. I mean, on their face. That's what everybody sees.
Yeah, I think that number is really, really low. I wasn't expecting it to be that low. I mean, because some of the guys that I know, they take care of their face. I thought that was an important thing.
Yeah, I did too, but it looks like everybody's just kind of neglecting it. I don't know why. The survey didn't really go on to say why, except for, you know, the things I just mentioned. But to me, that doesn't seem like a big enough reason to neglect, you know, your face. That's what everybody sees. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I guess if we're giving feedback on what we think about the survey, I definitely think that skincare in general is very, very, very important. But at the same time, I feel like when you're younger, like I know it said 18 and older, but if you're on like the younger side of that spectrum, you know, maybe you would neglect your face. I mean, I'm even thinking of myself. I didn't really start consistently using facial products at 18 or even 20.
Yeah, no, I think definitely age would have something to do with it. And if you did that survey, I'm thinking for 30 and up, or as you went up in age, I think the, you know, the percentage is going to increase of guys that would be interested in it. I mean, I know for myself, you know, you're right. Thinking back, I wasn't interested in it in my teenage years, obviously early 20s. I mean, your skin's great then. So I guess it becomes, you know, more of an issue as you age.
Definitely. But even to touch in more on the survey, it said that men don't want to use the products because, not because they don't care about their skin, but because they fear of being looked at as, for lack of a better word, less than men, whatever that really means. So yeah, I think that's crazy too. But then again, where I live, you know, I live in New Jersey, not too far from New York. So where I live is more accepting of just people's lifestyles in general, you know. So that also plays a factor to me too. Maybe where some of these men live, or most of these men live, they're in like less accepting communities, you know, or like communities that are where the people are easy to stereotype.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think what you're saying is, you know, if a guy goes into the store, you know, first off, like a lot of guys are going to be curious, like, what store do I even go into to get, you know, the facial cleanser or, you know, moisturizer or a toner, things like that. They don't even know where to go. But then when they do find a store, maybe it's a big department store, they're kind of embarrassed to ask and go to the counter for help and get pointed in the right direction. So I guess I definitely can see that, some of the cautiousness and the hesitancy. But man, guys, you really have to take care of your skin. I mean, especially as you age, everybody sees that. That's the first thing people see is your face. And if your skin is dry or too oily, I mean, there's all kinds of products that can take care of that. And as you get older, you definitely don't want to be picking up on wrinkles.
And I was just going to ask you, Rich, you know, since you are a guy and since you are over the age of 18, well, I hope so, at least, what facial products do you use? Maybe that can give some of our male listeners, you know, get them a little less shy from buying some products if they already know what's quite useful.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I started off just using products from The Body Shop. It's a chain, a retail chain at the mall. You know, a lot of their ingredients were natural. So I started off using those. And then I actually had my wife help me, though. So I can, you know, openly admit I was one of those guys. I didn't really want to go out there shopping for it myself because I just felt like I was uneducated about it. So I did have some help. So props to my wife for the assist. But then, you know, as I've gotten more into it and see the benefits of it, I've kind of stepped up. I use products by Orlane. Those can be found at Neiman Marcus. I find that people do get a little sticker shock sometimes when they look at the products for their face. But I'm telling you that the results are worth it. You look in the mirror, you just feel more confident. You feel better about yourself. So I think everybody has to choose what works good for them too. But I would recommend going with a natural product. And that makes me think back to a past guest that we had on, Michael from Netter Gold. If anybody wants to look up that episode, he talked about the benefits of using natural products as opposed to chemicals and synthetics. And I would agree with that 100%. So everybody's skin tone's different. So find what works for you, but definitely, definitely get some skincare products in your life.
Of course, since we are in the era of technology, I would even suggest just looking it up, you know, Googling it, or find a YouTube channel, you know, of people who have tried different products. And, you know, I don't really think there's like men's skincare and women's skincare, which is like what kind of raises a question for me of how you can feel feminine, you know, or less of a man if skincare products are skincare products. But in any matter, I just think that doing your research first is definitely a plus. And, you know, I had to do the same thing too. I don't think I could ever walk into a department store and just know what skincare I need unless I actually thoroughly look through each product that I'm interested in. I just think that's super important, and it could save you a lot of time if you already know what you're looking for when you actually make it to the store to get your products.
Yeah, and when you make it to the store, here's the thing. The people behind the counter, you know, they're super knowledgeable, so they can help you. They actually can assess your skin and kind of tell you what you need. And don't feel like they're trying to rip you off or, you know, just trying to sell you a bunch of things. They actually know what they're talking about, and they point you in the right direction. So I got to give some credit to those people too. They're professionals.
Especially because everyone has different types of skin. That's another reason why you should really try to get as much knowledge as possible before you go. And then, like Rich said, once you get there and you know, you still think you need some help, they're there to help, because everyone's skin is different. What works for me may not work for Rich, and vice versa, you know. And our skin is clear, but we probably wouldn't be able to use each other's products.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think the main takeaway from here is just everybody go out there, you know, get some skincare products, find what works for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's only going to make you look better and be more of a gentleman.
And I was just going to say, man, if you're going for the gentleman, having good skin is definitely up there on the list. You know, it's definitely up there with dressing nice. skincare is super important.
Yeah. Hey, Dee, I had a lot of fun with this segment. I'm thinking we should take a look at some more surveys and dig into those as well in the future. What do you think?
No, definitely. I had a blast talking about this.
Yeah, this was good. You ready for the next segment?
Oh, definitely.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Life of a Gentleman. This is a podcast where we talk about fashion, lifestyle, business, etiquette. And this next young man that we're going to be interviewing really embodies everything that we talk about on the show. So excited to have him come on and talk about a new shoe brand that I want everybody to get behind and support. Welcome to the show, Eric from Like Father, Like Son Shoes. Eric, welcome to The Life of a Gentleman.
Appreciate it. I'm glad to join in and be a part of some positive and such a great thing and such a good movement. So yeah, I'm all for it and I'm glad to be here. So appreciate you for the opportunity. I can start with where I'm from, if that's cool, and then we just go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, give everybody a little background about yourself, sure.
Cool. Well, I'm 21 years old, and I just recently graduated from the University of Arkansas here at Fayetteville in December with my degree in apparel merchandising and product development. So I've been in the fashion kind of industry for the whole time I was in school, and before then. Back home, my stepdad's a pastor, and my mom was a first lady, so she always tried to keep me in like a suit and stuff like that, dressed nice and whatever we could afford. So I feel like I was raised up to be in the industry that I'm in right now, because I love it so much, and it just comes natural to me with the fashion and imagining the new trends and just having an eye for fashion overall. So I was just blessed to be able to get out of my town and be able to go to college and try to chase my dreams, and not knowing what I was going to do when I first graduated high school and went to college, but I eventually found my way after my first semester, so I was blessed to be able to find my way and get into something I love. So I'm originally from Helena, Arkansas, a small town. Not too many McLaren states made it out and got to go venture out into college and different stuff like that, because we were surrounded by so much negative stuff like gang violence, different kind of street violence and stuff like that. And in school, nobody could stay focused because so much negative stuff was going on, and just hard to find the positive and stay focused in school, so I had to transfer schools and different stuff like that, but growing up in Helena, it taught me a lot how to like cherish what you get and what I've got, how far I've got now, because I grew up with like nothing really, just coming from a pretty rough background, struggling a little bit to try to make ends meet, seeing my mom struggle so much and sacrifice so much just to make my dreams come through and just to see me make it out of the town. All I wanted to do was just help my mom get out of the town after I became successful and everything. So that's what I'm aiming to do now. But unfortunately, like I told you, right before I graduated, my mom passed. And so that hit me pretty hard because she had helped me get this company started and everything. Yeah, she was like my number one fan. So I was like, that's really all I thought to myself I had left. So I mean, I was like, dang, now she's gone. So who else I got to look up to? Because my dad passed 3 years before that. Like, as soon as I got to college, and then 3 years before that, my grandma passed. And all my, like, childhood, I had to help my mom take care of her. And everybody was like, oh, God, gonna bless you for this, because you, like, giving up all your time for being with your friends, going out, like, participating in any other activities with school and stuff like that, just to go home and help my mom take care of my grandma and then go to work. Just stuff like that. So my stepdad always raised me to understand that you got to get up and get active, get out, and get this money, because it's not just gonna come to you and drop in your lap if you like sleep. So yeah, I was just raised up to a family that hustles, man. So I know how to get at it and grind for it. And I just love, I find beauty in the struggle like that I've been going through lately at such a young age. And I feel like I was just put here to like tell my story and motivate and inspire other people from underrepresented areas and let them know that they can make it no matter what circumstances they're going through. And with the company, I mean, I can talk about that if you got some questions, or either I can just start going off, running off at the mouth about my company too.
We'll definitely get into the company, but I really first wanted to say we're sorry for your losses, yeah. And also, yeah, you know, just the very beginning, what you're saying, man, we appreciate the great things that you've done already, yeah, just being at a young age, and the work ethic that you show, man, is inspiring.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah, for real. I inspire a lot of people, man. I get messages every day telling from people like my age, even older, younger, how they want me to be their mentor, how they look up to me, and how they love the way I carry myself on social media and just around in public, because I rarely wear streetwear. I'm always trying to have on a blazer or some slacks, some nice dress shoes, because I only own two pair of tennis shoes, like, actually, and the rest of my shoes are dress shoes. Yeah, but like I said, I come from a rough background, so I'm just blessed to have for everything that I have right now. I'm just grateful. I'm not like in a great position, but I'm headed that way. So I mean, God has opened up doors to let me know like this is where you're supposed to be, and I put you on earth to be in this industry to like make a change in this industry and show people that they can do the same no matter what. So that's all I want to do. Because after I graduated, I was like, I just want to be an entrepreneur. That's the last thing my mom saw me doing, and that's the last thing she like sacrificed to help me get was these shoes that I have coming in. Actually, this Tuesday or Wednesday, because like I just received the tracking numbers and stuff like that for the shoes. So my first shipment. So I have a big photo shoot, video shoot, promo video. Then I'll open the website to start taking purchases after I get my inventory and stuff situated. So just a blessing for real. Just to be able to think about it, like, dang, my mom put her life into this for like literally. She like put her life into it and sacrificed. So I can have it. So these are her shoes coming, and that's how I'm gonna be. Like, that's how I'm gonna think about it the whole time. That my first shipment shoes was my mom's shoes, and she put her life into that. So it's just so much. It's just burning in my soul for me to just take over the industry with like what she's left for me.
Yeah, that's an amazing, inspiring story that you have. One of my questions, though, before we dive into the company is, you know, a lot of people these days, they graduate college and they're looking for a job. But, man, you're diving in headfirst to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Like you said, is that your background or is that a little bit of combination of your background and just also you wanting to put your own stamp on the world?
I mean, I think it's mostly because I worked all my life for somebody else, like, since I was very young working. So, I mean, I worked for somebody, like I said, my whole life. And I just get to the point where you're like, okay, there's got to be more than just work. I have a different mindset. I'm too creative to be at a desk or at working a 9-to-5. I need to be out meeting people, networking, photo shoots, and fashion shows. I'm just that type of person for real. So I just feel like I was born to not work for another company. I was born to create jobs for other people, make a way for other people, inspire other people and show them that they can be entrepreneurs. And then like being a minority, we need more entrepreneurs that are minorities anyway. So I mean, I feel like I was one of those guys that was put here on this earth to add to the minority entrepreneurs. And to just it's just so deep. It's just deeper than the surface for real. And then after my mom passed, it got even deeper because I was like, this is the last thing she saw me doing. Like literally the last thing she saw me doing. Like when she took her last breath, this is what I was doing. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I mean, nobody can sway me away from being an entrepreneur. Like, cause I got pushed back months waiting on my shoes for something that went wrong with my agent in the factory. And I never lost hope, but I never went and got a job because God like continued to bless me with people that come into my life and just help me through my struggle. And you really find out who's going to be stick with you like through anything, through thick and thin, when you're going through the struggle and nobody can see the vision like you can see it. So, I mean, you just got to stay focused and yeah, just believe that this is where you're supposed to be and be able to see the signs that God's sending your way and be like, okay, that's another sign. I am where I'm supposed to be. I can make it through this. You got to think of it like, the most successful people, they're not the richest people. They just need the least. They don't need a lot. I don't need a lot of stuff to make it in life for real. So I know just the little stuff that I do receive from like what I'm doing now, I'll be like grateful and I'll be fine with whatever happens. But I know this is all I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do for real, like, to the day that I die. And I want to leave something for my kids to be able to join this, to like, okay, my dad, I own this shoe company. We're going to keep it going. Like, it's more than just right now, living in the moment, trying to be rich. It's deeper than just the money, for real.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to you on that. You know, I started the company Harrison Blake Apparel, and I named the company after my son. That's my son's first and middle name. So trying to leave a legacy for him, like you said, that's more important than sales right at the outset. Like you said, you're trying to establish something that's going to last. You're not in it trying to make some quick money, are you?
No, I'm trying to make this, but I want it to be the most renowned and biggest men's retailer when I'm done with this for real. Like, I'm starting off with shoes, and that's the hardest thing to start off in retail. So everything else would just be a breeze. This should be like just come like clockwork for real. The shoes is not easy at all. So like getting into accessories and then superficially one day shouldn't be like too hard, because I've made a lot of connections just through shoes and I've already made a lot of connections through social media, and people reached out to me that can help me. So, I mean, I'll start traveling, like I said, photo shoots, networking, pop-up shops, just to get the brand out there and start networking with people and collaborating and cross, like, marketing and different stuff like that. So it's a huge opportunity through social media, and I've utilized it in all the ways that I need to be successful. So it's just time to take off. Now when I get the shoes and keep designs coming and get boy shoes produced, because that's why the name of my company is Like Father, Like Son, because I never really saw too many sons and their fathers wearing the same dress shoes. I would always see the exact same tennis shoes, but I feel like it was a void in the market with having designer boy shoes and men dress shoes. So
no, stuff like that. Yeah, you're exactly right. My son, he likes to dress like me. And, you know, you can find little, you know, he's seven, so you can find little boys' suits that kind of match and stuff and ties. But the shoes, we never can quite match. And he always wants my style shoes. So that's a great concept. So is that where the name comes from? That's the name for the business.
Yeah, that's the name. Yeah, that's where the name came from, Like Father, Like Son. So I'll eventually have the exact same shoes that I designed myself uniquely for me. In boy size and men size as well. So you'll be able to get them from the same website and everything. And then I'll get into, like, I know, like, in weddings and different stuff like that, people like to sell their kids to wear the exact same thing, like the exact same suits. But the shoes sometimes are always different, just a little bit. So, and these shoes would be, like, never before seen in the market. Like, you've seen the shoes that I have. You can't find them at any other men's shoe retailer. Like, I don't think you can find them anywhere, because I've added my own little touch and my own little feature to my shoes that'll just be known for being Like Father, Like Son shoes or LFLS shoes. So I mean, it's crazy that I have this, like, alpha fashion, and I see where I can add a feature and it'll be, like, unique and never before seen. So
yeah, speaking of that, try to if you could paint a picture for the audience that's listening, because they can't see them right now, but we will say, if you would like to see them, I believe on Instagram you can go to LFLS shoes, and then you can follow and see the shoes. I've seen them. They're amazing. I also signed up on your email list on the website so that I can be notified. Yeah. But let everybody know, what kind of shoes are we talking? We're not talking about just normal shoes here. I mean, these are high fashion, man. Like, these are great.
Yeah, it's a designer for it. I'm like, at the end of, I'm like, after I get done with this company, it's gonna be like known for designer, high quality, unique dress shoes for real. They can be worn casually, and you can dress up with them. So, I mean, my first two designs is a loafer and a double monk strap. And on the double monk strap, I added frieze details in the front over on the upper, because I've never seen that done before yet. I've seen monks by every company, but no company has yet to add frieze details to the monk strap. So I added that, and it caught fire. Like, everybody that saw it, and like, I sent out pictures to a couple people, like you being one of the people of the shoes that have been shipped how they look after they've been completed and been put together and stuff. So I mean, you've seen how they look when they're done, but on Instagram it just shows them at the factory while they're being constructed. But like, I sent you the pictures of how they look when they got done, and I mean, it's just like amazing how great they look. And then the loafer is, I added a zipper to the back of it, because I've never seen anyone add a zipper to the back of a man's loafer. So I want to be ahead. I just want to be a leader in the market. Like, I want people to come to my company for new features to add to their shoes. Because I know what companies out there now, people look for new, innovative ways and things to add to their shoes. And I want people to come to my company and look like, okay, we got to follow behind them, because this company knows exactly what's going to happen next. They've created the new feature that'll be added to like all the dress shoes in the industry. So that's what I'm trying to be known for. And then my loafer also has like tassels on the front of it as well. So it's just something unique for real that'll catch people's eyes, and it'll catch old people's eyes and younger people's eyes. I have a couple other designs that I've thrown up and I've thought about too, with some different fabrics or material that I'll use that haven't been used yet in men's dress shoes. So different stuff like that, using things, not being afraid to take risks with features and design and material. So, and I think it'll just catch fire in the industry for real. So, and the loafer is offered in red suede and black suede, and the monk strap in black leather, tan, kind of like brownish tan leather, and a black suede too.
The material, it looks premium, man. So if you don't mind me asking, can you give us like a general price range of these shoes if somebody's thinking about budgeting to get their hands on them, because it's pretty much loafer season right around the corner, so everybody's going to need to slip into these.
It's not expensive at all. either, and it's not expensive yet. So, I mean, you can't start off expensive thinking people just buy your shoes if they don't know you and your brand's kind of small. So, I mean, my loafers are going to start at $149.99, and then my dress shoes are going to be $179.99. I mean, that's kind of on the cheaper side for people that want to jump into it, jump on my brand, and have some unique dress shoes that nobody else will have. Like, they'll be the only person in the city that can have a shoe that looks like that. Like, and I'm like 100% sure with that, for real, because I've never seen my designs anywhere else, like, period. So, not manufactured by a company, but somebody might have customized the shoe themselves that they own already and make it look a little bit, but no company has made a shoe like my shoes that I have produced.
Yeah, I will admit, I've looked at a lot of shoes in my day. These actually are original. I mean, there's nothing like them. So everybody's got to jump on like fatherlikesonshoes.com, follow on social media so you can see exactly what we're talking about here. But yeah, and the price point that you mentioned, man, that's actually pretty reasonable for such a high quality shoe. It doesn't look like you skimped on materials, you know what I mean? It looks like you used some nice high grade leather in the suede. Yeah. I mean, they look immaculate, so we got to give you some credit.
Appreciate it. And I try to carry myself in the same way. So if people go to my personal page, they'll see that I like carry myself in a way that like, if you see me in person, you'll be like, oh, this guy got to be doing something. Or you see me on social media, you're like, oh, he got to be doing something, like, or got to be making some kind of moves, because he carries himself in a way that, like, he's about business. And like, cause every picture is in a blazer or something like that, nice photos. Yeah, it's just all about personal branding. And then like, cause I'm the face of my company, so how about that's how people my company. Yeah, I always gotta keep myself up too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now let me ask you, could you give some advice to somebody who's, you know, they want to start a brand or they got an idea in their head? What's the number one piece of advice you'd give them?
There's so much stuff that's right up there with number one, but I mean, I would just tell people to get ready to sacrifice a lot of stuff, because you're gonna have to give up a lot of time, money, going out with people, you can't spend money on certain stuff. And then you also got to be ready to plan out what you actually want to do and not let people get you off track. Because when you start trying to make moves, like, especially if you're trying to start a company, like an actual company, depending on how old you are, your friends might be like, oh, you might want to wait, you might not want to do that, because you don't have, like, the history and you don't have the knowledge. But you can't listen to them if you're, like, really passionate about it. You got to be passionate about it first. You can't doubt, because doubt just leads to failure. So, I mean, most people that didn't make it, being entrepreneurs, they either just gave up or they just doubted it too much. So, I mean, you got to stick with it and just stay motivated and know to a fact that your product or service is top-notch and people will, like, just pay for it for real. Like, you gotta believe in what you're doing, because if you don't believe in it, nobody else will. And then you got to present it in a way that'll be eye-catching and be appealing to people and make them want to ask more, find out more about it. So just being dedicated, staying focused, and not getting off track for real, and be ready to sacrifice, because you have to sacrifice.
All the things that you said, I totally agree with you. It's 100% true. A lot of times, you know, people talk about they want to do this and they want to do that, but, you know, as one of my favorite motivational speakers says, those people most of the time are seriously not serious, and they don't really want to make the sacrifice. It just sounds good.
Yeah, they're just talking about it. They don't take the action that's necessary to reach those goals or make such and such happen. Whatever they want to do, you gotta take action, man, because it's just like we always say, actions speak louder than words. So I mean, if you're gonna do something, do it. Don't just talk about it.
Yeah, no, that you're exactly right. But let me ask you this too before we wrap up. I want a chance for you to again tell everybody the website, but also when is the release date for the shoes, and is there a way we can pre-order or get on a list so that we can stay up to date with what you have going?
Well, like I said, my shoes will be in about Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I have a big photo shoot, video shoot lined up for that fall, that weekend. I'm thinking about the second weekend next month, they'll be available. So second weekend in April, they'll be available on my website. And then, like you said, you can go sign up for the mailing list and get an email as soon as they're available on the website. I'll send the email out to everybody on the mailing list first. Then I'll post to social media, to my, like, personal page, and then, like, my company page. So, yeah, the people on the mailing list get notified first, and then trickle down to everybody on social media. So that's the way you can do that. But then after I sell through these, I'll start taking pre-orders for more of the same designs, and then I might take pre-orders for a new design that I want to get produced, but I might just wait and promote the samples that I receive for the next production of the style I'm talking about, and then I'll just see how people react to that, and then I'll just get them to do this. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with these styles for a couple more productions, then I'll be moving on to trickling in a little bit more, a couple more styles every time I do another production. So if I can just grow my style count and just keep it rolling, you know, just keep pushing forward with unique styles and stuff like that that I have in mind and
I've been
sketching up.
Yeah, that sounds great, Eric. We wish you the utmost success, and we'd love to keep in touch and continue to network together, and let's grow these brands together. Let's support each other. How about that?
We got to. That's the only way to do it, I swear. I'm all for supporting everybody and just promoting everybody's brand. As long as it's positive and they're trying to grow it as well, it's the same rate that I'm trying to grow my company. We can work, it's real. I can get my personal Instagram if anybody wants to connect me, like contact me personally and for any collaborations or they want to network or get some advice or anything. My personal Instagram is the_EricJones, and my name is spelled ERICJONES. And the company Instagram, like you said, is LFLS Shoes on Instagram. And it's also on Facebook at Like Father, Like Son.
Eric, we want to thank you so much, man.
And no problem. And the website, too, is LFLSShoes.com. And I appreciate you for having me on, though, for real. It's an honor to just be a part of such a great movement and all the positivity, for real. So, I mean, we're going to stay connected and always collaborating, always moving up. Tell everybody to be expecting a dope photo shoot because keep the fire coming, for real. We got to keep the dope content coming, so.
Yeah, we definitely will, man, and we'll be in touch and look forward to talking to you again soon, my brother.
For sure. I appreciate it.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look with Dennis Styles. And today we're going to get into a discussion about a lot of guys out there want to level up their style and take it to the next level. But sometimes you get a little bit carried away, a little bit too cocky, and don't want to take advice. So let's talk to a real stylist and also myself as a business owner and get a different perspective on this. How's it going today, Dennis?
Oh, good evening, my friend. It's good to be back on the show and very interesting topic. I'm looking forward to chatting up with you.
Yeah, you know, as a stylist, I'm sure you've had clients and you've helped them along with their style journey. There probably comes a time where they feel like they don't need you anymore. But I think it's fair to say, no matter where you are in your journey, you always can improve, look to others, and take advice. Wouldn't you say that's true?
That's very true. Number one thing about, you know, being a stylist and going through the whole process with a client is it starts off slowly, gradually, and it becomes something that they have to continue on their own. It's not something that, like, I've never had a client where you're persistently there with them through months and years. I give them a little bit of a freedom to kind of find themselves in their own way. The issue with that is that once you come back to them after the first styling session, the second styling session always becomes more complicated, and the third one becomes even worse. That's why I like to just do one and done. Because what happens is these people start to feel themselves more. They say, oh, you know what? No, I think you wear it with that. No, I think I want to wear this with that. I think this matches better. And sometimes I find myself saying, okay, so why am I here?
It's like they graduated in one day. They don't need you anymore. So, I mean, that's kind of crazy. I actually see a lot of people on social media that kind of feel like they have it all together themselves, too. And then when you look at their page, it's almost like you see all these different patterns and colors just exploding. And nothing really, really goes well together. They think that they have it together, but they don't. And I don't know how you tell them that they need to take some advice and level up their game a little bit.
Yeah, man. The thing is that they don't see what experts see, or people that know fashion, people that, like yourself, you know, you work with patterns and fabrics, you have a business mind and also a fashion, which is a little bit, you know, it's unusual to see that. Usually when you see an owner, he's not, you know, very well dressed of a company or of a store. But you know both things. So it kind of works. It works in your favor. The same thing with me. I'm a stylist. If I'm telling you, oh my God, this looks better on you, you should do this and that, you know, start with these pants and then graduate to something better, you know, little by little. That's all it takes is time. A lot of these people just don't want to listen, man. And also shows on their page. What they think is hot, it's not necessarily hot.
Yeah, you notice that sometimes there's not a lot of people liking or commenting. And, you know, Instagram is one thing. It's subjective, but at the same time, one thing that we see that we've talked about in the past is poor fit. Like, you see people wearing clothes that are too baggy or that's not their proper size. It really throws the look off. So to me, one of the most important things is fit. When I see somebody with poor fit, I'm already turned off. What's something that gets under your skin?
I think what Richard is trying to say, guys, is not only is it the fit, it's the texture and the fabric complementing your body. For example, I see a lot of guys saying, okay, I got a dress shirt, because a lot of these guys, you know, on social media already have their clothes picked out, laid out, you know, because a lot of people are giving away stuff. They're giving away ties, bow ties, pocket squares. Everything is there for them. All they have to do is just pick a jacket and a shirt from their closet and put it on and take a picture. I find the hardest thing that I tell, that I seem to find in my clients, is they need to slow down, man. What I mean by that is you don't have to put everything all in one shot. You know, be creative, man. You don't have to do a tie. Do a bow tie. You know, you don't necessarily have to wear a pocket square. You know, you don't have to put everything all at once.
Yeah, you know, one trend that I want to see end is also, you know, the lapel pin on the wrong side. The lapel pin is to be worn on the left side of the suit jacket, actually on the lapel, the notch of it. There's a slit right there that's designed for a lapel pin, but what I'm seeing is people wearing it on the right side and sometimes wearing it in the middle of the lapel, which makes absolutely no sense. And I don't know what they're trying to do or prove, but it looks crazy.
Check it out, man. People have to understand, companies sell lapel pins as a form of a dress. It's supposed to be a dressy piece. It's supposed to be, you know, when you go out somewhere nice. These companies don't want to see that lapel style on the wrong, you know, a little bit lower than on the lapel. It has to be right there towards the corner. I mean, the button is there for you guys to do it. I don't know why I keep seeing everybody wearing it all over the place, man. That's not what, when you own lapel pins.
Yeah, they're wearing them like a ribbon at school. Right? Yeah, they're wearing them like a ribbon at school, you know. They're just pinning them on anywhere. And it looks absolutely ridiculous. But, I mean, hopefully, you know, we're not here to criticize anyone. But what we're trying to do is just give a little bit of education. You know, Dennis, before we close out this segment, give us another tip or area where guys need to be careful when they're doing some styling and they think they've arrived. What would you suggest to them?
I think bottoms. A lot of the time, you know, based on how, if you have either thick legs or skinny legs, find the right texture that suits your body. Find the right fit. You know, if you see, don't just wear, you know, cotton pants and that's it. Just wear it. Find your favorite pair of jeans. Find a good quality jean. Because right now, that's what's in right now. Light wash denim. Dark wash denim. You want to do a little cuff? Do a little cuff. That's what's in right now. So my best advice is go and find the best denim you could find. You don't have to buy 5 to 6 jeans. One or two, it's fine.
That's great advice right there. Quality over quantity, because you can go out there and buy, you know, 5 pairs of Levi's, and I guarantee you, you know, nothing against Levi's, but most of the time that fit is not going to be complementary to your body. They're making that jean for the masses. So what they're doing as a manufacturer is going right down the middle. And as you all know, that I worked in the fabric industry, and we made garments and we made pants, and they were not made to flatter. They are made for functionality. So when you get into a little higher end pieces, then it's going to fit you better, like Dennis is saying. So you will have to come out of your pocket a little bit if you want a great fitting pair of jeans or chinos.
I think with jeans, Rich, you and I know that you have to cough up money and look at it in the long run. What are pants that you wear more often than jeans? I mean, think about it. You wear jeans all the time if you have to.
Yeah, so that's a great tip there, because you're really going to get your money's worth out of it. Don't look at it as, oh, I paid $200 for a pair of jeans. Think about, you know, you pay $50 for a regular standard pair, but you don't like the way they fit. So you don't walk out the house feeling confident. You don't look great. You don't look your best. So you don't feel your best, you know. So that's a great tip, what you said. My last tip is also going to be your whole appearance should really be polished. I'm seeing a lot of people with wrinkled clothing, and that right there is just ruins everything. Yeah. When you see people who aren't getting their clothes dry cleaned, or you see all these little wrinkles and then they throw a tie on with it, the tie, you don't even see the tie, all you see is wrinkles. So I think, you know, having that polished appearance and being neat and presentable is really going to go a long way in making you look more stylish myself.
Especially the dress shirts, man. I mean, that's the one thing that has to be pressed nicely. And like Richard said, that's all due to dry cleaning. And if you machine wash your stuff and then you're trying to iron it the next day, it's not going to work.
No, you're not fooling anybody. Everybody can tell. And along the same lines with the shirt is a lot of people are wearing puffy shirts. You know, it makes me think of that Seinfeld episode with the puffy shirt. You know, you have to either get your shirt tailored or get the shirt made to measure. There's very few brands that the average guy can wear off the rack. Now, there are a few. Bar 3 has a nice slim fit shirt.
Oh, yeah, Bar 3, you're in and out.
Yep. Kenneth Cole also has a nice slim fit shirt that works for most people. But then again, some people are really skinny, some people are really big. So most people, you know what I mean? So again, you can't be afraid to go to the tailor. It's going to cost maybe 10, 12 bucks. Let them take it in on the sides. So that way, when you tuck in your shirt, I shouldn't see it pillowing and billowing out over the belt. It should be nice and flat, a flat tuck.
Yeah, and if you are buying a regular fit shirt, because you know sometimes you find yourself liking a regular fit shirt, change the size. Maybe go a size smaller than you usually do, and it might fit a little better. You might have to do less work to it.
Yeah, that's a great point. So basically what you're saying is you're going to have to not be lazy, get in the dressing room and try things on, because like you said, oh, maybe that's not your size, but you try it on and it fits, it's going to work. So, you know, just do that before you leave the store. Could save yourself a few bucks too.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's a good tip.
Yeah, well, hopefully I think we were able to help some people out. And just everybody has to remember, I think, that you're never complete on this journey to having a great style or putting your best foot forward. There's always fashion icons that you can look to, tutorials. There's more to learn, information, and podcasts like this. So hopefully people found some value out of this and can apply these tips and end up looking a little bit better themselves when they step out the house.
Yeah, man. I think it helps everyone and it keeps everyone updated with fashion and trends. I know I don't stop, you know. I've always got my ear open and my eyes open.
Yeah, you're always pushing the boundaries. That's one thing I like about you, Dennis. You don't stop with one style, and you always look, you know, very, very stylish. So you live up to your name, my friend.
Yeah, man, I got to keep up with the name. I appreciate the love that everybody shows me on my social media, and I hope it continues, guys. You know, we're all in this together. So, hey, listen, there was a time and point where I took advice from a lot of people. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we can't be too bold, too prideful, and just go ahead and take the advice. But hey, Dennis, let everybody know your social media, and then we'll say goodbye.
All right, man. You can follow me on Instagram at Dennis, D-E-N-I-S _Styles.
All right, Dennis. Take care. Look forward to next week. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another episode of the podcast. And today, I think we all learned quite a bit. We had a chance to speak with Dennis Styles and talked about the journey of increasing your style and never stopping your learning and education on how you can be more stylish and present yourself in a better manner. Also, we had a talk with Deandra Marie, a new segment, Survey Says, where we talked about skincare and why all the guys out there should definitely not be afraid to take care of the largest organ on their body, which is your skin. Everybody sees your face, so guys, take care of it. Last but not least, we want to send a special thank you to our guest, Eric Jones from Like Father, Like Son Shoes. He has definitely captured some unique styles, and it is certainly a website everyone should check out if they're looking to make a splash this season with some nice slip-on shoes. As always, we want to send a big thank you to you, the listener. We know this show would be nothing without your support, and please, would you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? And if you would, please tell someone else about the show. They may enjoy it as well. Thank you, as always, to our listeners from around the world. We are getting so many great reviews. We appreciate that as well. And we look forward to having you back next week and continuing this discussion on the life of a gentleman. As a special gift to you, I would like to present another coupon code. This coupon code is SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. Use that for $15 off your first monthly subscription with Harrison Blake Apparel. That is our gift to you. And also, don't forget, you can get a free download of the book, The Life of a Gentleman, simply by visiting Harrison Blake Apparel and going to the blog. You can get that download in audio or ebook format. Until next time, gentlemen, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake monthly subscription club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndre Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandremarie.com.